USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is set to meet with Republican House leaders this evening, and the subject will be immigration. After earlier saying he'd reject any compromise immigration package, the White House now says Mr. Trump will support legislation if it passes the House and the Senate. Though bills before the House this week face an uphill battle, Attorney General Jeff Sessions insisting the Trump administration does not want to continue to separate migrant children from their parents at the Mexican border, but he told a law enforcement summit in New Orleans yesterday.
We cannot and will not encourage people to bring their children to the country unlawfully by giving them immunity.
President Trump ordering the Pentagon to start preparing for a space force, which would be a branch of the U.S. military. He insists the U.S. must be dominant in space. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
A former CIA computer engineer facing charges now for a massive leak of classified information. Joshua Schulte is accused of giving classified material about the agency's hacking tools to WikiLeaks, which then published the information last year. Back to immigration, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen says smugglers and traffickers are using children to pose as family units to try to gain entry into the country, and John Clemens has more on that.
Secretary Nielsen said there has been a staggering 315% increase in illegal aliens using children to pose as family units.
This entire crisis, just to be clear, is not new. It's been occurring and expanded over many decades, but currently it is the exclusive product of loopholes in our federal immigration laws that prevent illegal immigrant minors and family members from being detained and removed to their home country.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A federal judge blocks a Kansas law that required voters to show proof of citizenship. The judge ruling the law violates the 14th Amendment and the National Voter Registration Act. Under that law, voters had to show a passport or birth certificate or other proof of citizenship in order to register to vote. New York State's health department may soon recommend legalizing marijuana in that state. As recently as last year, the Democratic governor, Andrew Cuomo, was calling pot a gateway drug. But now he says the facts have changed. New York's health commissioner, Howard Zucker, says a study determined the pros outweigh the cons of legalizing weed and that a regulated legal program should be available to adult New Yorkers. He says the inquiry considered public safety and health concerns, as well as economics and taxation benefits. And Tesla CEO Elon Musk says a disgruntled employee tried to sabotage the electric car company. Musk sending an email to employees saying the worker gave large amounts of sensitive information to unknown third parties. And Musk claims that that unnamed worker wanted a promotion that he didn't get. Musk also noted there are many outside forces that want to see his company fall. And he told employees to be extra vigilant as the company ramps up production of its Model 3 car. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.